Cool. Okay.
Giant 96 Real Radio. This is one of the times where I wish we had a little video camera going here in the studio. I've been having a fun time in the studio here with the Jeff Jensen Band. And he's setting up his Facebook Live, right, Jeff?
We're live. We're live right now. Yeah. We got all kinds of people from all over the world, even people from France watching right now. They told me so.
Yeah, well, you've, toured 12 countries and 30 states and recent.
Yeah, just last year we got to play 12 countries and 30 states. It was wild. We had a good time.
Well, for our listeners who are not familiar with the Jeff Jensen Band, go ahead and introduce your band.
Awesome. On the drums, we have the world famous David Chocolate Thunder Green on the drums. That is David Chocolate Thunder Green, ladies and gentlemen, on the drums, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, and vocals. On the bass, we have the world-famous Bill Ruffino on the bass and the vocals. And, of course, I'm Jeff Jensen. Yes.
And, you know, just love your band. And one thing about your band that I think is really neat is you guys have been together, you know, for a long time.
Yeah, I'm really lucky to have a good core group of guys here that have been continuing to play with me for many years. Bill and I have been touring together for, I think we're in our 13th year or something like that. And we've been working with Dave on and off for about 5 or 6 years now. Dave's been steady in this band. This is his second year with us. So as a full-time member. So it's great. We're super blessed to have that. And to have that level of commitment and connection with your musicians, in my opinion, really helps to develop and evolve the music and the kind of expressive performance art that we really try to do. You know, when you have a lot of new band members, sometimes that can create a good energy, but there's also a lack of familiarity with sometimes the songs or the direction the project's going. So I feel super blessed to get to work with Bill and Dave for as long as I have, and we, man, we're just getting started.
So let's talk about your tour that you just recently went across Europe.
Yeah, we got to play some amazing countries. We did, I think, 2.5 or 3 months total out of the U.S. last year through Canada and through Europe. We did 2 weeks in Croatia, which was amazing. We got to play Italy for the first time last year. We played Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Belgium, the Netherlands, France. We did a Scandinavia run through Norway, Denmark, Sweden. It was just absolutely amazing. And we did essentially a coast-to-coast tour through Canada as well, all the way from B.C. to Quebec. We played all kinds of crazy places. It was a crazy year last year, and we're super blessed to have gotten to do it. And we got to do some crazy stuff, too. We toured, literally, we toured through almost all of Canada last February, a year ago. And that was absolutely insane, considering that they have real winters up there, you know. But it was
no
fun.
No snow tires for us.
Yep. We live in Memphis, Tennessee. We don't have snow tires on our tour van. We just do what we do. But we got there safe. It was okay. We did it. It was all right.
So we're talking with the Jeff Jensen Band. You're going to be at the Slippery Noodle tonight.
Yes, we'll be at the Slippery Noodle tonight and tomorrow at 8:30. Yep. Is that right? At 8:30 p.m. And it's going to be a special show because we're going to play mostly our good songs. So we're excited about that.
Well, all your songs are good songs, Jeff.
Thank you.
Will you play us one of those good songs now?
Sure. Okay.
What
yeah.
are you going to do?
We will. We're going to play. We're going to play one of my favorite songs. This is an original song off our Morose Elephant record. It's called Fall Apart, and I hope you all enjoy it. It goes something exactly like this. Fireflies light up the darkness. They flicker just like her soul. Following the spring breeze compass. And gamblers always end up in the hole. Oh, see things our own way, like a colorblind man with a color chart. Too many sunsets change the season. Everything put together will fall apart. Charts. Too many sunsets change the season, and everything put together won't fall apart. It's just easier to be a giver. You have so much less baggage to store. So what's the use of locking your windows? The best thieves use the front door.
Ooh, like that effect there. The Jeff Jensen Band, Fall Apart. You can check them out tonight at the Slippery Noodle. And sounded great, guys. And I really like the harmonies in the background. So it was a very pretty song.
Thank you.
And of course, that was from your fourth album and your fifth album, your live one, the River City Sessions. Where can we go to get your music at, Jeff?
You can get it everywhere good music is sold. Of course, iTunes, Amazon, all those crazy places. I saw some crazy dude selling one of my records for like $150 on eBay.
So did you?
You can go there if you want to pay too much. You can go to jeffjensenband.com also and order it directly from us. Also, we have – there's not a lot of good – well, unfortunately, there's not a lot of music stores left anymore. But you can occasionally find us in some independent retailers around the country. Some of them sell our music, which is awesome. We really appreciate that.
And at your shows, of course, like tonight.
You can definitely get it at our shows. And not just can you get those albums at our shows, but we have a lot of other stuff that we don't offer on our website. We have, I think, 7 different T-shirts and stuff. I think we only have 3 of them listed on our website. So you can get a bunch of additional stuff that you can only get at our shows. Plus, you can have our beautiful drummer, David Green, sign any one of your body
Seriously.
Parts. Absolutely. Yeah, he's ready.
But you guys do have some great merchandise,
Thank
too, by
you.
The way. So have some in my closet myself. So let's talk about, you were briefly mentioning that you will start the process for your next album sometime this year.
Yes. Yeah, it looks like that's what the general plan is. We Our last studio record came out in 2015, so we're about due for another studio record, and that was Morose Elephant, and that has definitely been our most successful record to date. I'm very proud of that record, and I know our existing fans really appreciated it. We were able to make a lot of new fans with that record too. So it's time for us to give something else, and so I think our plan is sometime at the end of this year, we're going to get in the studio and record it, and hopefully, if everything goes well, we should be releasing it in early 2018.
And that's one thing that I've always loved about you is you're a businessman, you're a great musician, but you get the business part of it also.
Well, you know, we're lucky enough to get to do this for a living, and that's an absolute blessing, but it certainly doesn't come with no strings attached. You know, if you want to do this for a living, you have to be able to make a living. And what has become abundantly clear to me over the years is it's such a symbiotic relationship between us and the clubs and our friends and fans and family, the audience, basically. We can't do it without all of you guys. You know, if radio DJs don't have us in their radio stations like you, Penny, if clubs like the Slippery Noodle don't invite us up to come and play, but, you know, really mostly if fans don't come out to the clubs to support the clubs, we have nowhere to play, so we don't get to make a living doing it. So we're super fortunate that we have a pretty powerful, passionate fan base that comes out and supports us, and it's kind of growing every single year, and it's been awesome to see that and to feel that. But I really appreciate everyone that supports us, and we try to do our best to give back to them, you know, emotionally, as well with a good entertaining show, you know, try to really fulfill. When someone pays money to come and see us, they deserve to be respected and to get a good quality show, so we try to do that every single time. And
no, it's like you're on fire when you guys are on stage. You know, it's just, I mean, it's almost like if you're watching TV, the Jeff Jensen man would be springing out of the screen, you know, sitting on your couch with you or something. You know, you guys are just, it's exactly like that. You know,
that's why they can't make a 3D movie with us.
And the chemistry of the band, and the chemistry of the band too is, you know, pretty unique. And it says a lot about you guys. Your next album, we were briefly discussing, you know, I asked you if you're going to do the crowdfunding. A lot of bands are doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands that have done that and continue to do that. And it's a really pretty successful, amazing way to directly connect with your fans. Uh-huh. We did that for our 2013 release, Road Worn and Ragged, and we did very, very well with that. I don't, at this particular time, I don't have plans to do a specific crowdsourcing thing with that. After we were able to generate the money we needed for that album, we were able to generate the money we needed for our next album through the sales of that.
Wonderful.
So we've been able to kind of be more or less self-funding through the contributions and the generosity of our fans through purchasing our merchandise and coming to our shows. So what we will probably do is instead of doing a formal crowdsourcing thing, we'll probably do kind of just a pre-sale campaign, which is what we've done on our last ones, where we just offer some good packages to pre-order, and it really does help us establish the additional funding necessary without doing a big formal Kickstarter thing.
No.
Yeah, I know. I gotta say, I feel so blessed for the people that have contributed to our, you know, Kickstarters back in the day, you know, but I do see that there are some bands that only fund their albums through that, you know, time and time and time again. And unfortunately, that kind of excessive overuse of that that whole program has created a small amount of like jadedness through some contributors. You know, it's being slightly overused a little bit. So I feel like artists have an obligation to, when they do any sort of crowdfunding thing, to really come up with good packages and make sure that they're fulfilling their obligation on their end, to make sure that the people that contribute feel respected and appreciated, because they deserve that. When they put up their money, they deserve to get what you promised them. You know?
Right, and show your personality too.
Absolutely,
being unique.
It's an absolute time to, you know, you must be professional about it. You have to take a very organized, professional approach. But it's also time to show the unique characters of what you and your brand offer. You know, if it's a t-shirt line or if it's a music, you know, if it's a band, whatever, you really do need to show your personality and maybe even show people a little bit about what you're about beyond just the brand itself. You know, most successful brands have some element of values, you know, and showing what your values are and what your brand values is a good way to really get your fans to connect with you and understand that they don't just like your product, they like you, they like what your brand stands for. And I think most of our fans understand ours, and that's one of the reasons we have a good kind of grassroots following that keeps growing.
No, you have a great following, and and you get the branding and the imaging. And that's why I just always love listening to you speak. I'm like, gosh, I just love them. And, you know, because I remember when you did have your packages, you know, and you were trying to get somebody from each state. Remember? And you're trying to get all 50 states. And I seen it online. And it made you, you know, being a Jeff Jensen fan, I'm like, all right, I'm going to buy from Indiana. You know, just because, you know, just you doing that. But, you know, you use that first Kickstarter exactly what the word is. It was a kick start for you. And then after that, you were able to just keep growing.
Right. And that's what it was designed to do to begin with, is to help small businesses, help entrepreneurs, help artists just get on their feet. And then once you're on your feet, theoretically, you should be able to figure out how to do it on your own, you know, and that's where there's becoming a little bit of a rub between general contributors and artists that continue to put up different Kickstarter things, is how many times do you contribute to that? And that's where it's like a fine line, though, because we definitely need contributions from our fans and stuff. But at this point, what the best thing they can do for us is just come to our show and buy our merchandise. Mm-hmm. Support us in that manner, because that allows us to be self-funding. That allows our company to continue, our store to be open, you know.
That's right.
When you go down to your favorite store in the mall and you buy stuff from that store, they'll stay open.
Right.
You know, and that they don't need a Kickstarter. They need you to come buy their tennis shoes and their T-shirts. That's what they need. And that's the same thing with us. And that's not exclusive to us. That's all touring bands.
Right.
Any band that does this for a living, that's the number one way you can support live music in 2017
exactly.
is by coming to the clubs, buying the band's merchandise, and just showing up and showing your appreciation. That means so much to us on a financial level, but also on an emotional level, to know that our art and our music is appreciated in that manner. That is what motivates us to drive 40 hours a week sometimes on tour. You know, we drove 70,000 miles last year just in the United States, not counting the 3 months we were in Europe, you know. So what motivates us to be in a van that long? You know, it's you guys. It's all of our fans and our friends that come out to our shows and support us and keep our music growing.
Well, thank you for supporting Giant 96 and coming in today on a trip with Penny Lane, which is sponsored by the Slippery Noodle.
Awesome. See?
And thankful,
it's all a family.
Yeah, it is. And thankful to the Slippery Noodle, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing here. You know, so thankful for that. And you guys are going to be there tonight and tomorrow night.
Yes, we are. Can't wait.
It's going to be a fun show.
Yes.
Lots of Jeff Jensen fans will be there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be a great time. And Bill and David, you guys, you know, enjoy having you in the studio and just and watching you in progress. And good luck on your world tour that's coming up.
Thank you for having us, Penny. We appreciate you.